Somerset County is now waiting to see if Governor Martin O'Malley will veto a measure that would impose a delay of more than a year in the construction of around 25 turbines. O'Malley has said that he favors allowing the project to move forward as part of his effort to get more green energy for the state. Jennifer Schutt has been covering the General Assembly session in Annapolis for the Salisbury Daily Times. We sat down with her to get a postmortem on the legislation.
The project in Somerset County would produce about 150 megawatts of power. And so Great Bay, for about 4 years, has been working with local and state and federal officials to get the licensing process started and working with landowners in the area to sign leases. Construction has not actually started at this point, which is one of the big concerns for Pioneer Green Energy, who is the developer of this project. So in the process of working with federal officials in the Navy, the wind farm developer in Somerset County sort of started working out an agreement, because the Pax River Naval Base in southern Maryland has something called the Adams Radar System, which is classified, so we don't know that much about it. But we do know that when the turbines, which are going to be about around 600 feet, a little bit taller than the Washington Monument, are spinning, that it will interfere with this radar system in some way, shape, or form. So basically what the bill does is it delays the construction of the Somerset County wind turbines for 13 months so that Lincoln Labs at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology can finish phase two of a $2 million federally funded study that looks at how having these very tall wind turbines impacts with the specialized classified radar systems that the Navy and other government military institutions use.
How important is this delay in terms of whether or not this process goes forward?
Throughout the bill hearings in the House and the committee in Annapolis, the developers of Pioneer were very straightforward, and they said that this bill, while it technically delays the project for 13 months, will kill their project. They said they're going to have to scrap the whole thing if this passes, which of course it has at this point. There are also some other options for the wind developers, Pioneer Green Energy. In the bill, sort of as you get farther out from the naval station in Somerset County, you can have taller wind turbines. So where the Somerset County farm falls is about between 300 and 400 or so feet. So the wind turbines could be smaller in size, which the wind developer has said is not a feasible option, or they could move east into Worcester County, or they could wait for the 13-month study to be completed.
What was it like in Annapolis with Steny Hoyer coming down, the minority whip from Washington, D.C., a couple of signatures of the senators from Maryland? Jim Mathias, the state senator out of here, was very disappointed and has been a very strong supporter of this moving forward.
When Steny Hoyer came to Annapolis, it was the Senate Finance Committee hearing. And, of course, on Senate Finance, you have Senator Jim Mathias from Worcester County and the chair, Mac Middleton, from southern Maryland. Congressman Hoyer did say to Senator Mathias that we understand that Somerset County is the poorest county in Maryland. We know you're working very hard. Of course, Steny Hoyer's words, we know you're working very hard to develop the economy in that area, and we are going to start working with you as, you know, Congressman Steny Hoyer's office to develop Somerset County. So it was very cordial, but it was the first time that Congressman Hoyer has returned to Annapolis to testify officially on any bills since, I believe he said, 1978.
Were people surprised that, for instance, the position that both Senator Barbara Mikulski and Senator Ben Cardin, particularly Mikulski, because there had been some discussion about whether or not she supported this delay or not?
I can't speak to that directly from any of my interviews, but I don't think it was necessarily a surprise to a lot of the leadership in Annapolis. One of the big concerns that came out of this process was base realignment and closures, which is, there's not an active one going on right now, but it's basically when the military looks at where all the bases are throughout the U.S. and the world, what goes on there, and if it could be more efficient or more strategic from another location. And so Maryland does have a lot of military installations with Pax River and Fort Meade and Aberdeen Proving Ground. So throughout this entire process, there was a lot of conversations about making sure that Little Navy in Pax River and Big Navy at the Pentagon are happy with Maryland. So that seemed like a very big concern. And of course, that goes to the state's economy and the economies throughout the counties where these bases are located.
It seemed as if it were pitting one rural county against yet another rural county.
That was one of the narratives that emerged out of this bill. But really, when you got towards the end and some of the floor debate, it seemed like it became a numbers question. The amount of money that has been put forward by Pax River Naval Base and the amount of economic impact it has on Southern Maryland and throughout the state versus the roughly $4 million that Pioneer Green Energy has put into the Somerset County Wind Project so far. And then they said long term, they estimate Somerset County would get $40 million in tax dollars, and the entire project, including that $40 million, would be about $270 million in economic input to Somerset County. So really, at the end, it became sort of looking at how this could affect the two regions' economies and the state's economy in terms of just strictly numbers. And of course, Pax River is millions and millions ahead of the Somerset County Wind Project.
So I guess the $64,000 question is, what is O'Malley going to do?
I know the governor said previously, before the legislation passed, that he did not like it in its current form. He wanted that amendment added that said if the Navy and Pioneer Green can work out an agreement and have all signatures on the agreement, that the project can go forward. Of course, there's only one signature of the four needed on the agreement at this point in time, but that amendment did not get added. So really all we have from Governor O'Malley's administration at this point is that he's evaluating the bill.
Jennifer Schutt has been covering the Maryland General Assembly in Annapolis for the Salisbury Daily Times. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.